Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Aaron Dykes is riding shotgun with us, and I really appreciate him joining us today as I'm here on the road. We're going to have Mike Adams hosting InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock. Aaron Dykes is back tomorrow. I've got so much incredible video and discoveries on our little week-long trip out west. I'll obviously be back Wednesday, but Mike Adams is doing the show that day, and I'll be back live Friday after Thanksgiving. For the next 30 minutes, we're joined by the one, the only, Max Keiser, and we'll get some questions and analysis from Aaron here as well. But I remember Max Keiser a year ago saying that if we drive up gold to 2,500, they won't be able to deliver. We drive up silver past, I forget what he said, 54 or something, they won't be able to deliver, and we'll call them on it. Well, now MF Global, we're learning it's first 600 million, then 700 million, then a billion, then a billion two. Now it's more than a billion two, CNN reports, is gone. They've gone bankrupt for $6.4 billion. They can't find over $1.2 billion. And they've announced that Corzine is just allowed basically to keep it. They say, don't worry about where it's at. That's the way it is. And now Salente is being attacked by the head of the CME Group, one of the biggest derivatives outfits that claims they have $800 trillion. I've got Forbes attacking me and saying it's all my fault that the economy's down, talking bad about CME and all this. This is bizarre, Max Keiser. We're going to come back and recap all this when we start the next segment. But I tell you, Max, it's getting a little creepy when I got the New York Times saying I'm responsible for the guy shooting up the White House with no proof. And also now Forbes saying headline, talk show host Alex Jones and guest are causing bank runs, basically, because, you know, they are admitting now that the markets are going down and stuff, especially in derivatives, because nobody trusted because of MF Global. So now it's not their fault for taking all the money. Max, it's my fault and Gerald Salente's. What do you think of that, Max Keiser?
Alex, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Utah. I'm hiding out from...
Yeah. Okay. It sounded like this was your one call that they gave you, and you were in prison or something, and you called me. Well, thank you so much for calling me with your one call. But the MF Global, of course, is just the continuation of what we have been witnessing, but instead of using derivatives to steal money, they just are taking it out of people's accounts. Now, the news that just hit the wire just a few minutes ago is that the bankruptcy proceedings have just disclosed that they've run out of money in terms of what they can return to people, to customers. And they can only return maybe 50 or 60% of customer money, but I'm sure that number will go down again, and I'm sure customers will be lucky to get 10 or 20 cents on the dollar. Now, it's important to remember that a similar situation just happened in China last week. Somebody caught stealing money, conducting a Ponzi scheme, falsifying documents, as Corzine has falsified documents. And the Chinese government executed the banker. They executed the banker dead. So the Chinese government gets it. The only way to stop these guys is you've got to kill them. Now, in America, they haven't figured that out yet, and they're just going to keep coming with their larcenistic Ponzi schemes until all the money's gone. So until America gets as smartens up like China already has, expect more of the same, Alex.
Max Keiser joining us from Paris. Again, I'm joining you from Monument Valley, Utah. MF Global trustee says shortfall could exceed $1.2 billion. That's New York Times. Here's Reuters. MF Global trustee says shortfall may be bigger. Here's Wall Street Journal. MF doubles estimate of missing funds. They're going to double it again. And they're telling Salente and others they're not getting jack diddly squat back. We'll be right back with Max Keiser at MaxKeiser.com and Alex Jones at InfoWars.com.
Yeah. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Max Kaiser comes to us from Paris, France. I'm coming to you from southern Utah, right on the Arizona border, Monument Valley. I'm here really shooting footage for upcoming film and also doing research. Got a whole bunch of videos I'm going to upload, more than 20 of them, to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv in the next few days as soon as I get back to civilization. But I do enjoy it out here. I know why this was the favorite stomping ground of many out west of John Wayne. In fact, the little lodge I'm staying in is where John Wayne stayed quite a bit of the time, not just when he was shooting more than 10 films out here. Folks, Max Kaiser a year ago said that if gold went up to a certain point, I think he said $2,500, silver, what did he say, $54 an ounce, if they went up to that point, it would force the naked shorting by the big brokerage firms to be pushed to the surface. They wouldn't be able to deliver, and it would bankrupt them. But now what they've done is the internal bank run, grabbing sequestered, private, what's the proper term, segregated accounts, which is illegal. Now, a week and a half ago, the head of the securities the CFTC came out and said, I'm going to have to recuse myself from this investigation. I'm involved with MF Global and Corzine and Goldman Sachs. And then they said that $600 million of the billion missing had gone to J.P. Morgan. Now they say, well, first they were saying this is obviously illegal, this is wrong, you can't grab private accounts in a bankruptcy. Now they're just saying forget about it. It's $1.2 it, and some of you might get 50, 60%. Others, like Gerald Celente, who'd been trading with the one firm for close to 30 years that MF Global had gobbled up, they just took the money he had in his account that he was taking December delivery on. Now, that's his account to basically engage in futures trading, but that's the money he's put in. It's the equivalent of coming in somebody's house and stealing money out of their safe or stealing somebody's car. But because it's done in a legalese way and by the ruling class banksters, it's A-okay. Now, it's destroyed confidence. It's caused the markets to go down. It's caused the future markets to go down. Max Keiser, and these are the kind of guests we have on over and over again, the people that are right, the people that have foresight, the people that really have full-spectrum analysis. Max Keiser has stunningly broken down so much of this. Now it's happening, but we're seeing something really creepy. Forbes has come out, headline, talk show host Alex Jones and guest call for run on banks. No, what we said last week was that if they continue to steal people's money, it's going to destroy confidence and cause a run on the bank because of their internal runs. Now, the head of the CME group has come out and attacked Celente viciously. It's getting really creepy. Celente says most of what he's gotten is warnings about midnight raids or 3 a.m. raids, but also some threats. The New York Times has come out and accused me, an Obama deception, my film, of causing the guy to shoot the White House. So they're clearly coming after us. They're clearly concerned. So I want to ask Max Keiser, what's happening here? What does this signify? And are they doing this because they're desperate? I mean, they can always come up with $1.2 billion of made-up cash. They've got trillions in citizen bailout that we gave them. Why don't they at least give cash back? Again, it's the people with gold accounts they're seizing. Is it because they can't deliver? And why would they do something this reckless, endangering their entire derivatives bubble even more? Or is that part of the financial terrorism where they're ready for the next level of bloodletting? That's my breakdown with a retired top trader, Max Keiser, inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange virtual trading system. Max, break down how big this is.
Well, it's a question of momentum, and MF Global was on the 50th floor of the World Trade Tower of fraud that's collapsing on everyone's net worth, and you had another 60 or 70 stores above it that's collapsing and falling in. All the sovereign debt's collapsing, all the major balance sheets of all the biggest banks are collapsing, and MF Global is collateral damage. That's collapsing. There's another brokerage firm called Jefferies, which is just now collapsing. If you do a search for Jefferies, you'll find out that now this is teetering on bankruptcy. Now, with the MF Global, and with Gerald Celente, of course, famously is gotten stung by this. I mean, when you think about it, the monthly statements sent to him and all the customers of all the brokerage accounts that are related to MF Global, those are falsified documents because those monthly statements do not represent the truth in any way. And which means that nobody should have any trust in any of the brokerage statements they get from Merrill Lynch or they get from any brokerage on Wall Street or any bank statement.
Because it's all Bernie Madoff.
Well, it's Bernie Madoff at least had the courtesy of running a Ponzi scheme. This is just outright theft. This is when you go into an account that's supposed to be segregated, that is the customer's account itself, and you just take the money out. That's like I rob your house and steal your money. That's not even the elegance of a Ponzi scheme or a derivative contract sold that doesn't exist. I mean, these things are really look like I'll give you a very interesting thing I found when I just came back from London, and I was handed in a cab a £5 note from the Royal Bank of Scotland. And I then tried to spend this at a pub. And then I was told that this is no good. This Royal Bank of Scotland note is no good. It turns out that the money printed in Scotland is only accepted in England if both parties agree to accept it. Now that's very interesting because, in other words, you think it's money, but it's only money if both parties agree to accept it. So it's not really money. It's a receipt of a possibility of money. And this is what the U.S. dollar is. The U.S. dollar itself is only good if two people agree to accept it. But if you don't agree to accept it, it has zero worth. And that's now what people are understanding about the banking system, about MF Global, about Merrill Lynch, about
Goldman Sachs, about J.P. Morgan. The documents, the monthly statements that you get in the mail from these guys every single month are complete lies. It's false. If you call up the bank and you ask for the CUSIP number of the securities that are supposed to be representative in that account, they can't give it to you because they don't exist. It's complete forgery. When I was working on Wall Street, we used to forge documents all the time, account forms, transfer forms, and this type of stuff. But this is that's really just penny ante stuff compared to actually wholesale sending out falsified monthly statements. You'd have to go back to some of the small-timers like D.H. Blair and other chop shops on Wall Street that were engaged in this type of bucket shop activity where they sell junk over the phone, they send out false documents. You'd have to go back to the 1920s to find this level of fraud. And, of course, all the rules that came in during the 30s to put an end to this have been regulated out of existence. So we're back to the 1920s bucket shop. Merrill Lynch is a bucket shop. J.P. Morgan is a bucket shop. Goldman Sachs are a bucket shop. And the name bucket shop comes from the fact that you had a room full of guys on telephones, and so that they didn't disturb each other, they wore buckets on their heads. And this became known as the bucket shop. And this is the history of false selling on Wall Street, and it's come full circle. Now we're back to the worst excesses of the worst bucket shop and Ponzi scheme dealers of the 1920s, and, of course, getting to gold and silver, J.P. Morgan, to defend their silver short position. They've had to totally obliterate their balance sheet. J.P. Morgan is insolvent. And one day it'll go like MF Global. They'll say, you know what? One day it'll be worth $140 billion. The next day it'll be worth nothing. And it'll just go down like that. All the accounts are uninsured. None of the accounts are insured because there's no money to back any of those accounts that's worth anything that anyone's going to honor for any transaction outside of two people who are both severely brain damaged and on drugs would take anything resembling a U.S. dollar, collateralize a bank account from J.P. Morgan. So you basically have to come to terms with the fact that unless you have gold and silver, you have absolutely no money whatsoever. At any given day, you can be an MF Global customer. You can wake up and they simply say, that money is absolutely worthless. It's coming anyway. You know what? We've been talking about this.
Let me stop you there because I've got to interject this, and I hope we can hold you a little bit longer than 30 minutes. I know you're very busy. We also have Aaron Dykes riding shotgun there at the network, so I want to pop in with some questions. But I understand this is premeditated. They set up the police state to get away with it, but it looks like they've been too greedy. I mean, this is endangering their entire system. Was this done, the looting of the accounts, out of desperation, or is it just a new trial balloon? What's your gut on this?
Well, the Corzine came into MF Global. He wanted to create this really big firm to compete with his old. He used to be the CEO of Goldman Sachs. And he came in and he leveraged the company from maybe 10 or 15 to 1. He leveraged it at 100 to 1 by buying sovereign debt in Europe. So all it took was 1% move in the direction of sovereign debt of the Italian bonds or Greek bonds for the firm to be wiped out. Oh, and by the way, based on the balance sheet of leveraging 100 to 1, he paid himself an enormous multi-million-dollar bonus. Then the markets moved against him by 1%, and the probability of that is about 100%. And the firm's bankrupt. He keeps his money. The customers get nothing. And the government has to deal with paying off in any way that they can. The taxpayers pay.
That doesn't sound like an investing guru. That sounds like some person that robs banks so they can go gamble in Las Vegas. This sounds like a completely insane, degenerate, compulsive gambler.
Yeah, it's like Corzine took the entire value of that firm, millions of dollars, and went into Las Vegas, stepped up to the roulette wheel, and didn't even put white, black, or red. He put it on a number, like number 37. You know, like the odds are extraordinarily minute that it would win. And, of course, he lost that bet, and he lost not only the entire firm's equity, but he lost all the associated debt, you know, all the leverage and everything that's now being bailed out to the tune of millions and millions and millions.
Stay there, Max. This is a suicide banker then taking us all with him. We'll be right back with Max Keiser. Folks, this is some of the biggest news ever. This will make 2008 look like a cakewalk. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, MaxKeiser.com. We'll be right back.
question. Have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Co-host with me. Credit Suisse, a big ratings outfit and investment group, they are predicting something pretty big, and it's basically what we've already been saying. I mean, it's just the facts of history, but before we give you this breaking news, listen to what Max Keiser said, and during the break we were talking. It's literally like taking everybody's private accounts in sub-companies and banking systems and brokerage firms that MF Global had bought out, sometimes hostily. They buy your company, they buy your credit union, whatever it is, and then you go to get your money, and they tell you, sorry, we're keeping it. This is the gamblers that run these big companies. As things get worse and worse, they're taking more and more reckless bets, which makes it get even more and more out of control. So I want to ask Max Keiser, after we cover this top news story, this breaking news, who is the winner? Because we know Corzine's up there betting on one number, the entire house and everybody's pensions, you name it, on one number, which is totally insane. I mean, one chance out of, like you said, 100, he would make it.
Yeah.
But who is the house? Who is the casino? Who is winning at the end? And have they, in their call for a new Bank of the World and all this, gone too far? Will they discredit themselves so bad it doesn't work? Short segment, but I want you to answer that in a moment. But Aaron Dykes, give them the breaking news and get Max Keiser's quote on that first.
Well, this is up at Zero Hedge, Alex. Credit Suisse goes for broke, predicts end of Euro and bank runs. There's a lot here, but one of the key quotes is, we seem to have entered the last days of the euro as we currently know it. It doesn't make a breakup very likely, but it does mean some extraordinary things will almost certainly have to happen to prevent the progressive closure of all the eurozone sovereign bond markets and potentially accompanied by escalating runs. And they're calling for more intervention from the ECB, of course.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what we've been saying is the problem and what's been happening. With Greece and Ireland and Italy, people are pulling their money out of these banks, and they're just causing more instability and making the situation become ever greater, more of a crisis. And so Germany, of course, is in the catbird seat, because if there's a cheap euro because of uncertainty, they have a big export market. But if they end up federalizing the entire eurozone and launching euro bonds, they're all going to come out of Berlin and Deutsche Bank will be a huge winner in that case. So Germany and, you know, Germany and England are now back at each other's throats. Cameron and Merkel recently got together, and Merkel basically read Cameron the Riot Act and said, look, punk, you don't tell us what you want us to do. Go back at your little island over there and shut up. So Germany is swinging its weight around in the continental Europe. So they're now emerging, as I predicted 2 years ago, Germany is emerging as a superpower, and they own the reunification of the country. They bring back the Deutsche Mark, or the equivalent of the Deutsche Mark, or just run the Eurozone from Berlin. And they are Germany 4.0, the Fourth Reich. And they're quite proud of it. And now they're stretching their wings. And they're just, you know, hitting Cameron in the face. They basically slapped him in the face in public. And Cameron, like Lord Chamberlain from the 1940s, of course, just appeased the Germans and went back to his people and said, well, I'm sure that they didn't mean it. You know, so he's being made look like an idiot, and Germany is in control.
Yeah, for those
that
don't know, she told him, you will not have a referendum in the super euro taking over, and I think that answers my own question. They've always planned to implode the whole system and then consolidate it with a new global bank of the world, new world order. But what about Time Magazine, Financial Times of London, all of them admitting that it's a technocratic banker occupation, government, global government of for and by Goldman Sachs. There it is, Max. But we don't get a gold star for being right. We get ridiculed.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You have been absolutely right. These technocrats, which is a way to code for banker, they're not technocrats, they're bankers. You know, Monti in Italy is forming, you know, Goldman Sachs through and through. Same thing in Greece. And this unelected bankers are now running these countries. And Goldman and their coterie of insiders are now running riot all over Europe, and Deutsche Bank and Germany are loving it, and they've succeeded in that entire coup d'etat of the region. I'm in France. France is now quite nervous because their yields on their bonds are now getting at those levels where they start to get very nervous about sovereignty and issues of this nature. So there's a lot of nervousness here in France. And, you know, Credit Suisse, of course, is absolutely right. This thing is going to blow. And the euro is going into a hugely turbulent period. Now,
all right, Max, stay there. We got to come back into break. Tell us what's coming next, this hugely unstable point, this critical juncture. And we'll get into some other key news with Max Keiser. Folks, no matter who you are out there, this is going to affect you. This is global worldwide depression.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. With new financial dominoes falling each day, do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to gangstereconomy.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Occupy Wall Street situation. We're going to get Max Kaiser's take on that in a moment, but finish up his point about where all this is going on the timetable and why this affects people. I get comments all the time that I don't care about stocks and bonds, or I don't care about the dollar. I'm not invested in that. You know, I work at Home Depot or whatever. Folks, this affects your business. It affects where you work. It affects the company you own, whether it's a coffee shop or a Fortune 500. This is the wealth of the world being tied up in giant scams and Ponzi schemes with a financial elite that put its people in every position of power and who have a plan to implode the world economy by design and set the precedent to literally reduce us all down to servile serfs. This is economic warfare. This is horrible. And it's either us or them, but you notice they just get away with more and more and more. Now the global government is out in the open, but you're still a kook if you talk about it. I've got the New York Times attacking us. We've got with horrible disinformation. We've got Forbes just the last 2 days. And now Aaron has the news. Let's just get to this first and go into where it's all going with Max Kaiser. The main Occupy Wall Street site has banned my name. I'm already banned at most universities. I'm banned at most military bases. I'm banned at public transport Wi-Fi hubs that are taxpayer paid for in much of Europe. I'm getting banned everywhere. Infowars.com, Alex Jones has been banned off of Google News. Prison Planet Infowars kicked off of it. It's just everywhere because we know what we're talking about. talking about will stand up and go, gee, when they take $1.2 billion of people's private accounts, look, the CFTC admits it's illegal, it'll do nothing. I mean, I'll actually read the CFTC press release. Woo, big deal. I mean, we're not really that radical. I'm old-fashioned. I want freedom. And we're going into such tyranny. Aaron, tell folks the latest news you dug up.
Yeah, the latest is an article by Kurt Nemo. It's up at InfoWars.com. Headline, OWS website bans Alex Jones conspiracy theories. And it gets into how OccupyWallStreet.org, which is an unofficial but sort of de facto leader of this movement, and they're broadcasting out of Zuccotti Park, apparently. They've posted on their website the following: conspiracy theories, including any attempt to spam material by David Icke, Lyndon LaRouche, David Duke, or Alex Jones, all very different people, by the way, will be removed immediately, and the spammer will receive a swift global network ban, in other words, banned from the site. Fascist propaganda, including any attempt to spam these four people again, will be treated with the similar actions, in that we are very specific about what fascism is. The word has a meaning.
Yeah, so now we see at least the leaders of this, the George Soros group, who tried to co-opt it, and then they attacked the peaceful protesters, using them as a cutout to then make the people running it look like victims in their little October Revolution. They sit there as we stand up against the police beating them, stand up for the First Amendment, point out that nowhere are Ron Paul signs allowed, they'll tear them down. That is the leaders of it. They say there's not leaders. There are. They're the Democratic Party trying to co-opt it, but it's failing. See, and then they lie and say, we're attacking people protesting Wall Street. No, we're not. We pioneered going after these crooks with Max Kaiser, Gerald Celente, Ron Paul. I'm talking 17 years I've been covering with George Humphrey, economist derivatives and all this. This is unbelievable. And it shows they're scared to death. They want left and right divided. They want Republicans attacking all people that protest Wall Street. They want Democrats attacking the entire Tea Party. The Republicans tried to co-opt the Tea Party. They tried to ban my name at these events when I was part of starting it with Ron Paul. They are scared of us getting together through populism. And this has got to be protested, folks. You've got to point out this is so authoritarian that this is an open public forum. Everybody come and then be subtly influenced by us. The answer is raise taxes on the middle class to get more bailout money to foreign bankers. Oh, look, all these big bankers that have gotten $1 billion bailouts like Warren Buffett off the taxpayer money. He says raise money on the rich, but he means somebody making $125,000 a year. Max Kaiser, this is outrageous information. What do you make of this?
Well, I think that you should go to London and you should step onto the world stage, because you're sure when I go to London, people know Alex Jones. When I did my shows in London, I had two sellout performances at the King's Head in Camden, and people totally know Alex Jones at InfoWars, and they know your whole place in the history of this movement, or movements, plural. And, you know, you're letting the local, you know, don't let the turkeys get you down, you know, if you're an eagle. I forget how that saying goes, but anyway, you know, you're letting the little riffraff, the local riffraff get you down. I'm telling you, if you come to London, go to London and do a show at the London, you have huge crowds, the international press, people love you all over Europe. When I was in the Middle East, when I was in Cairo, people listen to InfoWars in Cairo. They know the show there. You're an international phenomenon, and you don't know it because you're in freaking Austin, Texas, and you know you don't know. You haven't seen people on the street in these other cities.
This shows that the establishment Democrats, just like the establishment Republicans that are wedged at the hip, as you pointed out, in Fall of the Republic, they are trying to dominate it. And now they're having the police attack Occupy Wall Street because I believe they failed in co-opting it. What's your take on what's happening with Occupy Wall Street and what you were telling me privately about Wall Street's view of those guys?
Well, the Wall Street is really upset that they are being painted as scum, and they, you know, they like to think of themselves as, you know, important people doing God's work, and the fact that every single day they've got people on the street throwing, you know, effectively throwing tomatoes at them, it really has got them upset.
And so I think in response, they're taking even greater risks. They're saying, oh, yeah, you think we're so bad? Well, you know, let's do an MF Global. Let's destroy Jefferies. Let's take this down. Let's take that down. So they're becoming very antagonistic. They're now just destroying companies to show people they've got power, because they this Occupy Wall Street is insinuating that these guys don't have all the power, that maybe the people have the power. So in response, they're becoming even more hostile, more belligerent, more reckless, taking bigger risks. And this, of course, puts enormous strain on the government, because the government has to bail them out because all of their risk-taking schemes end in failure. So this is just exacerbating the situation, and it's a real war. The people on the street have really got the attention of the people on Wall Street, no matter how many times they pretend like they don't care. They are really taking this seriously, and I hope the people in the Occupy movement understand that they have really drawn the enemy out, and there is really a lot of shots going back and forth, and we see it with the MF Global blow-up. We see it now with Jefferies blowing up. We see it with the whole Wall Street blowing up and these firms being taken hostage and shot and looted more openly. And just, you know, remember during the back in the 30s, the famous Kristallnacht, when the Nazis just said, to hell with it, we're just going to steal all the wealth from everybody. And it lives in the memory of people for decades. And we've achieved essentially Kristallnacht on Wall Street with MF Global. They're just basically outright saying and proving to people that they can steal with impunity. And if you don't like it, you put this yellow armband on around your arm and identify yourself as a loser and get on a train to Treblinka, because you're nobody to us. We run the show.
By the way,
Max,
just to back you up, I've listened to the mainline neocon talk show host talk with hatred about the Occupy Wall Street and paint them with a broad brush as a bunch of communists, when that's a small derivative group being supported by George Soros in there to control the opposition. It's all part of the delicate Hegelian dialectic. But I hear them going, they're scum, beat them, torture them, taser them. They're not allowed to protest in America. They're horrible. They're not free market. They're communist. Okay, well, how come then we've gotten $20-plus trillion that we know of given to the banksters of taxpayer money? How come these neocons always defend giving unlimited trillions to the bankers in bailouts of my money and your money, and that we have to pay back in taxes, and that then devalues it? How about that? How is it free market? I mean, I've actually heard them defend MF Global One. Well, you shouldn't have invested in that. They weren't investing. They had gotten this money. It was in their accounts. Their accounts. Again, these so-called fake free marketers, it's a bunch of propaganda. They're not free market. Max, can you speak to that?
Well, I'll give you a better example. Bank of New York, just exposed by Harry Markopoulos, who exposed the Bernie Madoff scandal. They are the custodian for trillions of dollars in pension accounts, for cops. The very cops that are attacking the protesters on the street have their pensions managed by custodians at Bank of New York. They were just caught by stealing 0.3% on every transaction going back 30 years. It's a multi-hundred-billion-dollar heist. Bank of New York Mellon. And this has just been revealed. And it's just, they're supposed to be the custodian. They're not investors. They're not out there speculating. They're supposed to be the custodian. They're supposed to have confidence in the bank that they can hold a dollar without stealing it from you. And now that confidence has been shattered. If you get a brokerage account statement or a money market account statement or a mutual fund bank statement, all the numbers on that statement are false. It's a falsified document. There's nothing there. It's nonsense. If more than 10% of any of the customers of any of these institutions went to get their money on the same day, they wouldn't be able to. It's not there. It's just not there. If you think you've got money in the bank and it says on your statement, you're an idiot. It's not there. Ask the people at MF Global. Ask the people at these other brokerage firms. It's gone. Okay? All the scams that were done with the penny stock chop shops in the 70s and 80s that I was witnessing when I was working on Wall Street, they're now being done by Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan. They're no better than the penny stock chop shops, whorehouses that used to riddle Wall Street during the 20s and in the 70s and even into the 80s. Now they're back. They're stealing with impunity. They've got all the politicians in their pockets. If you have money with them, forget it. It's gone. You have no money. You're an idiot.
Is this the biggest fraud of all time, as William K. Black, the professor who was a federal investigator and, you know, put a bunch of guys in prison in the 80s, as you know? He says this is an order of magnitude or more. Folks, that means 10 times bigger. For folks that haven't researched these financial issues. So how big is it? Who do you expect to start start going down next, because all these pimples are starting to pop out, as you just mentioned. China is executing banksters when they do this. Here, they get, you know, elected governor. Here, they're worshipped and called free market for robbing people. So what are the next coal sores to rise up? What's the timetable? What's the time frame? How do they expect to extricate themselves from this? Start World War III in the middle of it?
Well, if William Black says it's the biggest that he's seen, then I defer to him because he's really the expert in this. I know it's huge because of a very nasty word that came out very early in this. The word is commingling. You know, when I was a stockbroker, you have to study the Securities Act of 33 and 34 to get your 737 broker's license. You have to know that very, very well. And one of the words that you take away is this word commingling. It's the idea that your customer account, you're trading it as if it's your money. And this is the cardinal sin. It's something that not even, you know, the most brazen, larcenistically minded stockbroker would do. And yet now it's commonplace on Wall Street now. This whole idea there's a division between the customer money and the corporation's money or the stockbroker's money is now gone.
That's like playing the stock market with the pensioner's money. People used to go to jail or get executed for that.
I never thought I'd see that, that it would get so bad that you, if the customer's money is now really, and the sad part is that when you open an account with these folks, you sign off on binding arbitration before a panel of the peers of the broker. You take away any right to go to a jury of your peers. Everyone who signs a new account form eliminates that right. And there's less than 2% of the people who file complaints get any money back at all. It's a 90% rate. When I was working on Wall Street, they said to me when I walked in the door, we don't care what you do. Just get us more commissions. We got lawyers. Unless you had at least one lawsuit pending, they said you don't have enough initiative. That's the attitude of the criminal class on Wall Street. And it's gotten 1,000 times worse with a much bigger number.
And by the way, you're not joking. It is like 1,000 times worse. And, folks, they've got this same bulletproof attitude when it comes to GMO. They've got the same bulletproof attitude when it comes to radiation. All over the world now, from Canada to the U.S. to France, reactors are just melting down. Radiation levels are going way up. What do the governments of France, Hungary, Canada, the U.S. do? They just say, we're going to raise the level of what we say safe. You see, something changed 20 years ago. They said, we're going to let troops use DU. And they're like, but our own manual says it'll toxify us and basically kill us if we do this. They're like, we're waving a magic wand. I mean, Max, I think you're right. I think they're actually insane. In fact, I know the elite is not really in control. They're like a guy in Dr. Strangelove riding the hydrogen bomb down. I mean, yeah, he's in control because he's holding on to it, waving his hat in the air, saying, yeehaw, but that's not really in control. That's an illusion. These people are probably going to destroy the planet because I've studied elites. I've studied corruption. And normally, elites are in control. They, even if they're corrupt, they don't want things to get out of control because they know what happens. But throughout history, elites, three, four generations in, become megalomaniacs like Nero. The list goes on and on, and start thinking they're bulletproof. And that's when everything implodes. Max, do you think we've reached that point?
You have people, I call them suicide bankers, and this is what you're dealing with. There's a famous study or an editorial that was in the Wall Street Journal a couple of years ago, Lessons from the Brain-Damaged Investor. And in this editorial in the Wall Street Journal, they made the point that people with slight brain damage made better stock managers, stockbrokers, because they had absolutely no empathy whatsoever. They had no empathy. They had no thought in terms of what their actions might do to other people. So they were starting to recruit people with brain damage, with autism, with other slight forms of brain anomalies. And this is, over the last 10 to 15 years, only gotten to the point where they're hiring people with more exaggerated brain damage because they know that these people might be autistic in some strange way, that they can perform quantitative analysis and develop these theories about how to manage money. But the fact is that all of those theories have resulted in massive wealth confiscation by these few people, and now we're paying all the austerity.
Yeah, the truth is they're hiring autistic, and by the way, he's telling you the truth if you haven't looked it up, because the scam becomes so complicated, no one can explain it because it can't be explained.
And then it's done by computer. You know, 70% of all the trading activity on the exchange is done by computers. It's not even done by humans. So they program the computer to steal. And the computer steals all the money. And
they say, we didn't know, the computer did it.
That's right. They blame it on the computer, basically. That is, they all algorithmic trading, computer trading, high-frequency trading, which is nothing more than siphoning cash out of the market, flash crashes, which are when the computers go awry. You know, when I was
That's
working
why they
Wall
jack
Street,
it up and down. So we're going to break, Max. What's the next coal source to come up? What's the time frame now? It seems like things are accelerating their descent.
Yeah. We're going to break or what?
We'll start going in. We'll let you take us out.
No, I think that the name that's not being bandied about is Jefferies. It's been around for a long time. It could be another broker to evaporate. That'll have repercussions, and it's another domino in this long list of dominoes, and the system's going down. The systemic collapse. And people are freaking out, and there's more volatility. And, of course, this is only going to bring in more central planning, central government, more technocrat banksters, and more world government, more European-wide government, less rights, less civil rights, less human rights.
And it's all run by the people that got us into this mess. Boy, that's a genius situation. What did Einstein say? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, thinking you're going to get a different outcome.
Well, the aristocrats who had to give up some income after the Black Plague have always wanted to get back to a point where they didn't have to share any income at
exactly.
all.
Exactly. Stay there.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of
Okay, it's our final segment with Max Kaiser. I meant to get into everything that's happening out west and the land being set aside for land use by multinational corporations as collateral, just like you're seeing in Greece. I mean, the documents are public. The executive orders are public. If you want to see where I'm sitting right now as I broadcast, go to twitter.com/realalexjones. You can see the photo from literally where I'm sitting here on the back porch of this little motel I'm staying at. Just incredible out here. I'm going to go do some more investigative reporting there today. But things are moving very, very quickly. Max, what's the time frame here? Salente, from his analysis, thinks they're going to go ahead and start having more implosions after Christmas and more stealing of people's money out of accounts. How do you counter that? How do you think the movement to pull money out of the big six mega banks is going to affect things? Is that a game changer? Max Kaiser.
Salente made a good point after his MF Global experience that relating to GLD, the Exchange Traders Fund sponsored by HSBC. And clearly, if there's a need to get your precious metals from them, you're going to be getting in line behind the bank and behind a bunch of other creditors. So it's stupid to have your money in GLD, the Exchange Traded Fund, because you put it there because you want it as an insurance. But if you need it, you've got all these other people ahead of you, and you'll never get it. You'll get a receipt for cash, which will be worthless. So if you have a GLD or SLV, which is the silver version, you need to get out of that immediately and own physical. And, you know, I think Gerald will probably not be, you know, engaging in anything but pure physical going forward. So let's all learn from what's going on there and not be fooled.
But just to be clear, he was using his own money to then make big profits in the system and then take gold, and they just said, you're not getting anything.
Yeah, but as we've been saying for years, you can't trust these guys, and they're just not—they're not trustworthy. The regulatory agency, the CME Group, the CFTC—they're as corrupt as the day is.
They admit the head of the CFTC was involved in it and had to recuse himself. So of course, Corzine's not going to get in trouble.
So I mean, I'm just saying, you're really taking a risk that you don't need to take. It's just, you know, it's very tempting, of course, to do a transaction like this. But what we're learning is that anything, if the only money that you keep in a paper or in a securities account or in a futures contract is money you're happy to lose. It's as simple as that. Because anything, you're not going to keep any. The only thing that's going to keep, that's going to survive this fire is gold and silver.
And let's not forget what was announced a month ago. Bank of America has now moved $79 trillion, that's trillion with a T, ladies and gentlemen, out of their regular brokerage derivative accounts into FDIC protected. And they'll call that free market when we bail out their $79 trillion.
The bank to Merrill to speculate with and to gamble with and to give themselves huge fees as the croupier. And then when the going gets tough, they move it back to the balance sheet of the bank that's FDIC backed, which is ultimately on the hook of the taxpayer. That's completely illegal. It's completely illegal by all the statutes that have been put in place for 60, 70 years. And, you know, China, if that happened in China, once again, their solution is to kill the bankers. They've done it now twice. There was another case in the last 2 weeks where they found bankers committing fraud and they killed them. Now,
incredible.
Why can't
Max,
we learn something from China? We import so much from China. Why can't we import this from China?
No, I hear you. We need to do it through a jury of peers, but the courts are all taken over by.
We got
to
move ahead. They're not looking at a jury of peers.
We're out of time. Thank you so much. Great job to Aaron Dykes riding shotgun with us. I'll see you back tomorrow, and we'll be back to Austin soon. Great job, crew. PrisonPlanet.tv, 7 o'clock tonight, InfoWars Nightly News.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.